welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 21st comes from Deuteronomy 26. For the people of God, giving is never meant to be a burdensome task. Deuteronomy 26 teaches us why we ought to give, using two events that were to happen when Israel took possession of the Promised Land: the offering of the first fruits in Deuteronomy 26 verses 1 through 11, and the third year tithe in Deuteronomy 26 verses 12 through 15. First, upon moving into the land, a land that came pre-populated with vineyards and olive trees that Israel did not plant, as was spoken about in Deuteronomy 6 verse 11, Yahweh commanded Israel not to eat of the first year's crop that they would harvest. Instead, they were to offer as a tithe the first fruits of the land that Yahweh had given them out of his free grace and mercy. As Israel brought their offering to the place Yahweh would choose, they were to repeat the story of how Yahweh had brought them into this good land, a story that concluded with this line from Deuteronomy 26 verse 10, "And behold, now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground which you, O Lord, have given me." Second, at the end of every third year, Yahweh had commanded Israel to give generously to the poor in their midst, that is, to the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow, as well as to the Levites who did not receive an inheritance of their own, according to Deuteronomy 26 verse 12. Moses had explained this requirement earlier in Deuteronomy 14 verses 28 through 29, but he adds here another liturgy to repeat during that tithe, where the worshiper would swear that he had obeyed all the voice of Yahweh in regard to his tithe in Deuteronomy 26 verses 13 through 14. Then the worshiper would pray, asking Yahweh to bless his people Israel in Deuteronomy 26 verse 15. These two ceremonies illustrate two principles surrounding our giving. The first reminds us that everything we receive comes to us as a gift from the hand of our gracious God, a principle underscored in James 1:17, where we read this: "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." The second points us back to our calling, that we who have been blessed ought to be a blessing to others. As Jesus reminded us in Matthew 10 verse 8, "You received without paying, give without pay." How do you approach giving? With joy, gratitude, and a sense of calling as you freely pass on what you have freely received, or begrudgingly? The way to change your heart is not to heap upon yourself more law, duty, and shame, but to preach to yourself the story as you give, especially since we have an even greater story than did Israel. We read this in 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich." Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? It's one of the absolute best ways you can support this podcast, and you can leave your review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.